Previously on Left Behind.
What did you hear from Greece?
They're on their way to the airport, but the GC is in the air trying to head them off. Outside of a miracle, I don't see a way out of this one.
You're Michael, as I recall.
Correct.
I do have supernatural power.
I have seen it.
You will see more.
We're not going anywhere without
you. George, you do what you have to do. If you have the chance to get in the air, you take it.
I'm not listening.
Don't get emotional on me, George. Just get yourself home.
Fire!
Based on The Remnant, the 10th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 116 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Just tell him to get out of here.
Hey, Mac. Kind of busy here. What's up?
You can see what's up. Get moving.
Waiting for clearance.
You're clear. I've got one of the tires blown. These guys are temporarily hung up. For some reason, they've spooled down their engines. Now go!
Wait for you, Barger.
That's nuts. Quit being stupid and get out of here.
Not being stupid, Mac. Just following orders.
I'm ordering you to beat it.
Sorry, you've been outranked. You're supposed to put down your weapon and walk this way.
George, have you got GC on that plane?
Negative. Let's just say God's inviting you to come.
God. Ooh, okay, Lord, if you're doing something on that plane, then... Okay. I guess that means me. Of course, if that jet door opens, I am a dead man. Lord, if...
Oh, you of little faith, why do you doubt? Fear not.
Okay.
What they hit?
I don't know, sir. We're checking the systems now.
Is the rebel aircraft moving?
Doesn't look like it. I think they took out the landing gear on the starboard side.
Can you still taxi?
Might be a little squirrely, but we can try.
Get directly in front of the other plane. We'll block them in, and then we'll...
Whoa. Well, there's some kind of light, We've lost visual contact with the plane and the auto... Actually, we can't see a thing.
What is that?
Something's happening.
Are you doing that?
I'm not doing anything. We're being lifted into the air.
We are all saddened by the reports of other believers.
It's a wholesale slaughter. Greece, China, the States... The peacekeepers and morale monitors don't seem to be satisfied with just chopping off heads anymore.
Well, we certainly are glad to hear that our people are okay.
Another completely miraculous intervention from God.
There is no other way to explain it.
And yet there is still the undecided.
Oh, my heart breaks that so many would risk their eternal destinies. Many here will believe Carpathia's lies.
Now, it's beyond me how anyone can live through what we did yesterday and question the one true God. Mm.
Doctor, may I interrupt?
Oh, certainly, Naomi. What is it?
We've just received something you should see.
Come, Rayford.
Chang is sending visuals he's intercepted from Carpathia's computers. Everything from people taking the mark to attacks on believers.
Can you put that on the screen outside so that everyone can see?
Certainly.
We need to show what the world is going through.
There is also this from Carpathia.
I must warn those of Jewish descent who are as stubborn as the Judahites and insist on worshipping some other god. You shall find yourselves receiving your just reward. It is hereby decreed that no Jew should be allowed the mercy of the blade. These shall suffer day and night because of their rejection of me. I guarantee they will cry out for a speedy death, and it will not come.
They stop at nothing to achieve their revenge
now,
and humiliation.
I heard about events in Petra yesterday when two global community pilots were killed in the line of duty. There is no denying that the attack failed because of pilot error.
Pilot error?
Consequently, we have decided not to risk any more personnel in trying to destroy this stronghold of the enemy. Instead, we will starve them out by cutting off supply lines. Within days, Petra will be the largest Jewish concentration camp in history. We have these people and their leaders to thank for the tragedy that besets our seas and oceans. Oh, you may rest assured that we are at work to devise a remedy to this tragedy. You may also rest assured that said remedy will not include deals, concessions, or any acknowledgement that these people had the right to foist such an unspeakable act.
That is enough. Naomi, save this video. We may need to use it.
Yes, sir.
Rayford, it is time for me to speak.
All right, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Think with me now of the five paramount pivotal events of history. The first was the creation of the world by the direct act of God. Next comes the worldwide flood, a catastrophic event that still boggles the minds of scientists. The third pivotal event was the first coming of Jesus the Messiah. That event made possible our salvation from sin. But that is not the end of the story, because none of us here called upon him to forgive our sins until after the fourth pivotal event in history, when he came back. Both the Old and the New Testaments of the Bible point to his coming one last time, the fifth pivotal event in world history. This glorious appearing will signal the beginning of the millennial kingdom, true utopia. Imagine paradise on earth with Messiah in control, perfect peace, righteousness. God wants this kind of a world, and he wants it for us for one reason. He is gracious. If the Bible teaches us one thing about God, it is that he is for us. He is not against us. He wants to bless our lives. And the key to the door of blessing is to give your life to him and ask him to do with it as he will. How can I say this judging, avenging God is loving and merciful? God promised in Joel 2 that he would show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Dear people, you are that remnant.
Listening devices. Why are you asking me?
I'm asking everyone, of course. Don't take it personally. Are you all right?
Just a little tired. Think I'm coming down with something. Didn't sleep that well last night. I'll be fine, though. I'll go to bed early tonight.
Why don't you take a break?
I couldn't.
Why not?
Too much to do. Want to do my share, pull my weight, all that stuff.
Knock off early. You've got sick time.
Just use some during the, you know, plague thing.
Yeah, didn't we all? Take the rest of the day off, and that's a directive.
You're making me leave work early?
Come on, I don't want a department full of hackers. Coffer, you know what I mean. Get going!
All right. If you insist.
All I know is that something big is brewing, so I wouldn't advise any of you going back to Chicago anytime soon.
Well, what could it be?
Hold on, Ray. Yes?
Mr. Stevens, sir, no need to open the door.
What is it, Vasily?
I just wanted to give you fair warning. New Babylon sent a directive to all employees who have not yet received the loyalty mark. You're expected to have yours applied by noon mountain time at Carpathia Resurrection Field. Did you hear that?
Yes, I heard. Thank you.
This puts me in an awkward spot, but I've been ordered to accompany you and see to it.
I'll need to call you back, Ray.
Take care, Steve.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't know what to tell them.
Well, Tell them I already have it.
There's no record of it.
You know it can't be applied to a synthetic surface. You want me to unsnap my facial prosthetic?
No, please. I'm sorry. I tried looking once, but that was more than enough. Forgive me.
Well, I'm going to see if the administrator of the marks wants a look. I should be exempted. Can you imagine the pain of having it applied to the membrane?
Please, sir, why don't you just have it applied to your hand?
My hand? Which one?
I'm truly sorry, sir. I forgot that you had lost...
If you can find either one of them, you can apply whatever you jolly well please to them. Deal?
Again, sir, I just... Can you forget that I...
Forget about it.
Thank you, sir. When would you like to leave? They open at 8 and we're about an hour away.
I know how far away we are, Vasily. I'll let you know.
I don't know when they'll drop it, but it's clear the Trip Force has to get out of there.
Where to is the question.
As far as I know, no one can take all of them. The strong building's been perfect.
I'll talk with Buck. Give him the options. He'll make a good decision, but do it fast.
I just spoke with Captain Steele. He's talking to them now.
Oh, good, good.
You said you had news?
Well, nothing huge. And just what I heard a little earlier. They're going to make me take the mark.
I knew they were cracking down, but I had no idea how soon. Let me put in the database that you've had the mark applied. I can copy you on the documentation.
Well, can't let you do that, son.
Why?
With the way they're watching at the palace. I go from no documentation one day to totally clear the next.
It doesn't have to be applied in Resurrection, or I could put it in misspelled, and you could say you found your record under prank or something.
Wouldn't that be ironic? Maybe if we thought of it before, but that would be like my choosing the mark, and I cannot do that.
All right, so you want me to arrange a ride out of there?
It won't work, Chang. It'll make you vulnerable.
No one's onto me yet. I don't think they're even suspicious.
You keep it that way.
How about Petra? There's a co-op flight out of Montana today. I could have...
I appreciate that, but no. No thanks.
What?
I figure it's time to take my stand.
Steve, at least make them catch you. We need you.
On the lam? What good would I be? No, I think my decision's been made.
Okay, that was San Diego. Everyone I've talked to is open to taking a few of us. They honestly seem honored. Not excited, but honored. They're all stretched to the limit for space and supplies.
No, Chloe, we don't have a choice. It's time to call in the chips. I hate to say it, but a lot of these people owe us.
I saw you talking with Albie.
Yeah.
He was looking kind of blue.
Well, he just wants to go home. I told him we'd see about a supply ride to Petra.
I'll talk with him.
Enoch's people have gone through all the vehicles downstairs, listed the ones with the most gas, checked the batteries, all
so
that.
So, what's the plan? We're just gonna pull a caravan out of here in broad daylight?
What? Suddenly you're against wandering around outside?
Oh, knock it off, will you? That's old.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, at this point, it's safe to assume that any movement will be monitored.
Well, that's a good bet.
So, we're gonna line up a convoy and power out of the parking garage?
Well, it's better than being here when the bomb drops.
I guess. Anyway, George says he's got room for us in San Diego. They're in underground shelters, like Quonset huts.
I think Hannah and Leah should head up to Long Grove and hang out there.
Yeah, I agree, but you say that like there's an agenda behind it.
Well, think about it. Whalum is transporting stuff to Petra all the time.
Yeah?
Just thought Leah might be able to catch a ride.
Well, Buck Williams... Since when did you become the romantic type?
What? I'm just saying.
You matchmaker, you.
I know. But come on, Chloe, think about it. You and I are the only couple still intact just about anywhere in the Trib Force. Most everybody else has experienced huge loss. I don't know. I guess I'm just wishing some happiness their way. Come on, it's my maternal side coming out.
Yeah, your maternal side. Really? Well, good, I'll tell you what. You can have the next baby.
Whoa, I don't know if I'm ready to go that far.
Oh, well, now, come on, you said.
Oh, come on. Give me a break.
Hey, you two. Sorry to interrupt.
Mac, I thought you'd still be asleep.
Well,
Sleep later. Too much to do.
Mac, what is it?
Yeah, Buck, listen. Something's come up. Steve's on the line for you.
Playing? What's wrong?
He wants to talk.
So, that's my decision.
Steve, please, I gotta ask you not to do this. Please.
You think I want to? Oh, come on, man. Don't make this harder than it already is. I just wanted to say goodbye.
Well, I don't want to, all right? This is no time to be giving up.
Don't insult me.
Yeah, well, I'll do what I have to keep you from doing this.
I'd hope for more from you.
Yeah, well, Steve, I could say the same.
You think I'm taking the easy way out? Is that what you think this is?
What? I'm supposed to say I support you, wish you the best, and I'll see you on the flip side?
Let it help. Tell me you trust my judgment.
When I think you've lost your mind?
You just tell me you're with me.
Of course I'm with you, Steve, but please...
I'm not a coward, Buck, you know that. I was buried underground for almost a week. I live in pain every hour of every day, but I've misled. I've conspired. I've double-crossed the enemy every way I know how. But there's something that I won't do. I won't run like a child, and I won't deny Christ.
I know you won't, Steve.
That's something. That wasn't so hard, was it?
Don't tell me I have to like this.
Right.
Steve, I'm begging you, please.
I'm begging you. When I make my decision and take my stand, I don't want to fail God.
You won't, Steve. You won't. He promises grace beyond measure and a peace that passes understanding.
I gotta tell you, Buck, I'm not feeling any of that yet.
God. God, please be with your servant. Give him your grace, your peace. I confess I don't want him to do this. I hate it. I'm tired of losing people. But if this is what you're calling him to do, give him your courage, your words. Give him power over the enemy. Pray that people who see this will be so moved they will make the same choice.
Amen. Thank you, Buck.
Yeah.
This is Stevens, sir.
Oh, okay. He's here. Godspeed, Buck. I love you.
See you, Steve.
You can imagine this is quite a surprise, Mr. What was it again?
Plank. Steve Plank.
What exactly am I supposed to do with this information?
Well, if we're friends, you could do me a favor.
I suppose you want me to let you go. Let you make a run for it?
Actually, I was thinking you might shoot me.
Right. You're joking, right?
I'm not. It'll look good on your record. Say what you want. You found me out, worried I would escape, whatever.
I could not.
I couldn't either. Do myself in, I mean. Not that I didn't give it some thought.
Okay, so... short of shooting you, I'm supposed to do what? Watch you die?
Oh, Vasily, I have one regret. And that's that when you came to me, it was already too late for you. You've taken the mark, and proudly.
I'm not so proud of it anymore.
Oh, that's the tragedy of where we find ourselves.
I know.
Oh, you do?
You think I do not sneak a look occasionally at the Ben Judah website? I know my decision is irreversible.
You wish it wasn't?
I don't know. I'm not blind, not deaf. I can see what's happening. If I had to say right now, I would say, I envy you.
Ah, you must be Mr. Stevens. We've been expecting you. Where is your assistant, Vasily?
He said he wasn't coming in. Ginger, is it?
Yes. Well, you have a choice of marks.
Not with this stump, I don't.
Right.
And I understand it doesn't work on plastic, so...
Oh, my. Mr. Stevens, I didn't...
Guess this would be the only option, Ginger. I just pop my face off and show them my mark.
I'm sure it will work under your mask.
I could take my mouthpiece off, too, Ginger, if you want to see the full effect.
Please, no.
Well, anyway, I'm in the wrong line.
Pardon me?
Now, you see, I'm not accepting the mark of loyalty.
Oh, well, that's not really an option.
Oh, sure it is, sure it is.
You're choosing the loyalty enforcement.
I'm choosing the guillotine. I'm choosing death over pretending that Carpathia is divine or ruler over anything.
Right. Excuse me a moment. Go see if Vasilia is still here. I want a word with him.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm not crazy. This is the sanest thing I've done in my life.
Taking the blade is sanity?
What do I have to do to get processed?
There is no processing. You just sign, stipulating that you made this choice of your own free will. And we, you...
Die.
Yes.
Do I get some last words?
Anything you want.
Ma'am, the man...
Is he here?
He's in the car. Dead. He shot himself.
All right. Where do I sign?
You realize this is your last chance to change your mind.
About Carpathia being Antichrist? Evil personified? About Leon Fortunato being the false prophet? Yes, I know, no, I know. No changing my mind.
Then follow me. Right this way, Mr. Stevens.
Give me the grace. Give me the courage. Oh. So that's it, huh? That's it? Don't you have a basket of some sort?
Excuse me?
Or a container? Unless you wanted to just chase after my...
Oh, thank you. Here's a box. Now... If I can get you to get out of the chair...
I'll get situated once I've had my say.
Oh, yes. Feel free.
Will this be recorded?
Yes.
I don't expect you to believe me or to agree or change your minds, but I want to go on record. I've chosen the guillotine today so that I can be with God... I am a believer in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the maker of heaven and earth. I renounce Nikolai Carpathia, the evil one, Satan incarnate. When you take this mark today, you once and for all forfeit your chance for eternal life in heaven. You will be bound for hell. And even if you want to change your mind, you will not be able to. I wish more of my life had been dedicated to the one who gave his life for me. Now, please, just do it quickly. Lord, into your hands, I commit myself for your glory. Amen.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book The Remnant by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Music by Steve Wick. Sound design by Glenn West. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.